ask you about a few proper names. So women's first names beginning with the letter M, Mother of Jesus in the Bible, that would be
Mary.
And George Washington, why?
Mary? No. Yeah, Mary Washington, yeah. Yes, Martha, Martha.
And the line in the old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
A name for a boy beginning with B and be short for William?
Bill?
Or?
Willie? Billy? Or,
and a name for a man beginning with M, it would be, Matt would be short for it.
Matthew? Mary. See, George Washington's mother was named Mary.
Well, you got me there. I don't know. have you ever heard any old-fashioned terms for a woman who teaches school?
School marm.
Do you ever hear that used?
Oh, not much anymore, no. Usually it comes about and said, well, you know, she's kind of dowdy looking. She really looks like an old school marm.
I see. You remember the American writer in the 19th century who wrote the Leatherstocking Tales, James Fenimore
Cooper?
How would you address a married woman by that last name? She's
Mrs. Cooper?
Say, talking about a preacher who's really not trained to be a preacher and really not very good at it. He sort of does it on the side, does something else for a living. You ever heard people describe him in any particular way? He's an old...
Well, I've heard the expression a late preacher, but I think that's just means he's not an ordained fills in, but country preacher or something of that nature, maybe.
Ever heard him called a jackleg preacher?
I've heard jackleg carpenters, meaning he was kind of quasi-carpenter. But I never really heard it, a jackleg preacher.
Just associated with carpenters.
Yeah.
Heard any term like similar to that used to describe a mechanic? That might be a quasi-mechanic.
Yeah, shade tree mechanic. Right. Yeah.
Say if your mother had a sister, that would be your
aunt.
And get back to names, another woman's first name, you know, with an S, the wife of Abraham in the Bible.
Sarah?
If your father had a brother named William, that would be your
Uncle Bill.
Or your use his full name.
Uncle William?
And if you had one named John, that would be your
Uncle John.
And well, around here, what do people refer to the war that was fought between the North and the South?
Well, depending on where they have come from here, it's either the Civil War or war between the states. The old Southern families will usually very carefully say the war between the states. And the others will say the Civil War.
Heard anything besides those two terms?
Not really.
Confederate War.
Yeah, sometimes they've Confederate veteran or Confederate War, yeah.
Heard it called the War of Northern Aggression?
Never heard it called that.
The Robert E. Lee, his rank, he was a
general.
And the old gentleman who plugs Kentucky Fried Chicken, he's the
colonel.
And a man is in charge of your ship, you call him
the captain.
And the man who presides over the county court, he's the
judge.
The person who goes to school to study, he's a
student.
And the woman who takes care of your pipe and file and that sort of thing.
Secretary?
Say a man who appears on stage, you call him an actor.
Actress.
And our nationality, you'd say you're a